Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here. If you're new to the show, thanks for checking us out. Let me introduce you to our expert who's on with us every week. He is an ASC certified technician, and his name is Nick Stoffel. He runs a place called Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. We say good morning to you, Nick Stoffel.
Good morning, Denny.
How are things at Lloyd's this past week? Busy yet with a lot of heat-related problems, I'm sure.
Another warm week, and it looks like we're going to get some rain here this weekend. So all in all is good. You know, we're into August, and you know, people are starting to talk about, and I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but, you know, kids going back to school, so it's a good time to have their vehicles checked over. Many places are still a week or even two behind schedule-wise, so if you have a college student leaving at the end of the month here, you might want to get that on the schedule to have that car looked over before they head elsewhere. So, you know, things keep going along.
You know, that's a good point. It's kind of hard to believe here it is August already, and you're absolutely right. A lot of folks, a lot of kids, grandkids be going to college, maybe for the first time and maybe away from home. And what's the process of if somebody calls up and said, hey, my son or daughter or grandson, granddaughter, they've got this car. We just got them. And we want to make sure it's in good running, you know, shape. They just call, set up an appointment. What does the technician do? What do you guys do to check the thoroughly check it out?
Well, it's going to vary a little bit based on year, make, mile, mileage. A lot of times it's the parents' old car, so it's got many years and many miles on it. And a lot of times the conversation might be had that, you know, this person's leaving, they're not going to be back until the holidays, so we need to make sure we need to have as much ready to go, you know, so we're not just thinking about the fact that it's August, but they might be driving this vehicle, they're not coming back until the holidays into December, so it's going to be a different season, different weather, so we want, you know, tires and, you know, antifreeze, and we want to have a little more full spectrum of what's going on with that vehicle and make sure that the brakes and all those things have enough life left to give them those 4 or 5 months until they might be back for a visit. So it really depends on the age of the vehicle. You know, newer vehicles tend to be a little better. Maybe it's a few more maintenance items, but the older vehicle, higher mileage, we start to worry about some of the steering suspension. I mentioned the tires and the brakes, not just the air conditioning, but the heating systems also. So it's a really good idea, though, just to have that looked at. You don't want to have your student hundreds or thousands of miles away with a car problem and not know how to help them. So
no,
a little preventive
sure
goes a long ways.
You can sleep better at night, at least the moms and dads can, for sure. If you have any kind of a car care question, let's say you have to bring in your car, your truck, your van for service, but you want to know a little bit what might be ailing before that service writer talks to you about your problems, you can call Nick or text Nick, same number, either way. That number is 651-461-9226 for either a phone call or a text message. Now, keep in mind that Nick's going to be taking his leave about 30 minutes from now, so don't wait. If you have any kind of a car care question, we'd love to hear from you sooner rather than later. Here's a question of the ages we used to get a lot from time to time. Texter says, does it help to leave all my windows down to save on fuel when driving? Up or down? I mean, I've heard the answer, but I'm not sure what you think, Nick.
I'm not sure it matters. You know, I suppose maybe if the windows are down, there's more air flowing, so the aerodynamics of the vehicle is a little different, but I doubt it's measurable. I would go based on your comfort. You know, some people like a little fresh airflow through the vehicle. That's great. Yeah. Some people want to have it, you know, closed up and have the climate control managing that for them. So that's a preference thing, you know. Me personally, if I, you know, have to take a kid to camp this weekend, if I'm driving up the highway and I can have my windows down and have some fresh air flowing, that's what I want. Everyone's
there
different.
You go. Yeah. All right. So thank you for that text. And that's the way it works. Car care question, 651-461-9226. The texter says, and an interesting one, because when they hear us introducing you as an ASE certified technician, the question is, what does ASE stand for? And I thought, I should know this. And I know you do, because you and your technicians are master technicians. But what is ASE? What's that all about?
So ASE is, there's ATES.
But what is ASE? What's that all about?
So ASE is, there's ATES. It's, you know, it's Automotive Service Excellence. And okay. So when you, if you, like, I went to Dunwoody, as you know, many years
yeah.
ago. And, you know, it's 2 years of schooling. And then there's some on-the-job time. And I don't recall how much period of time you need to have on the job. But once you hit those criteria, you qualify to take these tests, the certification test, and there's 8 different tests varying from steering, suspension, transmissions, engine performance, mechanical. And if you can pass those 8 disciplines, you become a master certified technician. And there are some specialties. You know, they have a light diesel, there's some hybrid, and there's obviously more electronic stuff coming in the future, an advanced diagnosis or diagnostic certification. So we'd like to have our guys have them take those tests. I think it's important to invest in, you know, they do similar jobs every day, but there's always things to be learned. The ASC testing is a really good basis of standardization, so you kind of get a feel for everyone's at. You know, most all of our guys are ASC master certified technicians. You know, it's kind of something that we're always kind of working on with ongoing training. So, you know, it's not a requirement in our state to have that. There are some programs or some other, maybe third-party payers, you know, some of these extended warranties or some of these things that require it. So obviously we're qualified for that, and most places are. You know, if you walk in, you see your mechanic, you can look on the wall, and oftentimes there's those plaques on the wall like we have at Lloyd that you've seen many yeah. times.
Now, how often do you or the guys have to qualify or take these certification tests?
They're recertified, I believe, every 5 years. I think okay. I think I'm next year or the year after. And I always get a little bit nervous. You know, I'm taking them. I've never failed one yet, so knock on wood. but, you know, it's each year, you know, some of the stuff is like, I haven't seen this or thought about this in so long, but it's good. It makes you think about it and kind of gives you a full spectrum of the vehicle and how things work. You know, we don't do a lot of internal transmission type repairs. That's more of a specialty thing, but it's important to understand how they work. So when you're diagnosing something, you have the understanding of what's going on inside of there, so you can kind of use that critical thinking to come up with a solution to a problem.
Yeah. Well, thanks to our listener for asking. That was a good question. A good answer as well. Hang on, Nick. We're going to take a quick break. Again, inviting our listeners, we already have some text messages. If you'd like to call in your car care question or send a text, either way, here is the number, 651-461-9226. Right now in the Twin Cities, new temp, we dropped 1 degree in the past hour, 73 degrees here in News Talk 830 WCCO. And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to our car care show. We're here every Saturday in the 7 o'clock hour. Thanks to Nick Stoffel, who again is an ASE certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive. He runs that joint there. Nick, let's pin you guys down here. Where are you located for folks that want to get in touch? How do we do that? Well, I know he's there.
Oh, sorry about that. My ear pads fell off.
Okay.
So we're as you know, we're at the corner of Grand and Chatsworth, which is two blocks east of Lexington Parkway on Grand, 982 Grand Avenue, yellow brick building, green awnings. If you're ever out to lunch or in the neighborhood, swing by and say hi. If you ever have a question or need a little help, feel free to give us a call, 651-228-1316. And then if you're on your device or your computer there, check out our website at lloydsautomotive.net.
Very good, Nick. We'll give you that information when Nick takes his leave, which is close to 7:45 this morning. In the meantime, don't wait. If you have any kind of a car or truck or van problem and you want to know what could be ailing, give us a call or text. Either way, number is 651-461-9226. Texter says this, Nick, 2015 Subaru Outback, well-maintained, runs great. Lately, they've noticed a little squeak that happens at the end of a right turn. Not sure whether it's coming from the wheels, the steering equipment. Do you have any ideas? How would you check that out or your crew there with that Subaru?
Well, like many of these noise type situations, the information, like they had mentioned, near the end of a stop or end of a turn, we're going to have to try to duplicate that and drive it. Maybe we have to get a couple people in the vehicle. Sometimes we go to a parking lot and make circles and somebody stands outside the vehicle. We're going to do whatever we can to try to duplicate and pinpoint that noise. Oftentimes a noise that you only hear when you're moving, you can't duplicate inside of a shop and, lift it in the air. So we try to do everything we can to say, okay, hey, we located it in this front right corner or this corner of the vehicle, pull the vehicle in and then very carefully get underneath, with the flashlight, mirror, whatever you need, and start to try to find any signs of, if something was rusty and loose, maybe there's a little bit of a rust material there, something's been rubbing, maybe it's rubbed clean, anything that might be loose, binding, so you kind of go through the whole gauntlet of options to try to find that. And, the truth is sometimes it takes some time to really, find those things, but we do everything we can. And, I would say something like that. Maybe it's an end of a turn. I think maybe something with a tie rod. I think something maybe with a ball joint. These items are ball and socket items that are spinning a little bit. So there might be a little bit of movement in that part making some noise.
But a little bit of detective work on you or your crew's part, and you should be able to solve that problem. Here's another text, Nick. It says it's a 2012 Ford Fiesta with an engine light on. They say when we had the light checked, it said that a cylinder was not working properly. The car still runs, but it doesn't have as much power. Can we still drive the car before we get it fixed, and what do you think might be wrong?
Well, if we're a few assumptions here. It's likely it's like a misfire that's being detected there. So one of the four cylinders isn't working up to where it should be. So you're running on three. Now, a couple of things. That's very difficult on the balance of the engine. If you're taking an engine's designed to be running and rotating in a balanced manner, and if you're missing one of the four, it's not going to be. So that's one issue. The other issue is if whatever's going on becomes a bigger problem and starts to affect the other cylinders, that vehicle might not be running much longer. So this is one of those cases where we have a problem. We should get it identified, get it repaired before we make the problem much bigger and likely more expensive.
Okay. This next one, I think, is something you and Dan have answered before. In fact, taught me that maybe there is another answer. Good morning. This one says, the engine and traction control lights came on in my 2011 Toyota Camry on the way home from Duluth. The tire inflation light has been on for months, but the tire pressure is fine. Any thoughts? How about the possibility of the tire pressure question? What do you think?
Yes. So, there are sensors in all four tires. If the light is on, and sometimes, depending on the vehicle, the spare tire, which can throw you for a loop, all my tire pressures are good. Why is the light still on? Check the spare. A lot of full-size spares have a sensor there. So, it's difficult because everybody's going to manage and take care of their vehicle a little bit differently. And those lights are warnings. There's something wrong within that system. So the tire light, there's a low tire or a bad sensor. The traction light and the engine light are probably somehow related. And you need to have somebody access the computer, not just get the codes and say, oh, it's related to this, but do the diagnosis to figure out why. You know, these warnings, we don't want to have a situation where you end up with a simple fix that's ignored and becomes much more complex, or that maybe even leaves you stranded somewhere, or, you know where you don't want to be.
So get it checked out and follow through with not just the code, but follow through with the rest of get those questions answered. All right, I'm getting a signal here. We need to take a break for the weather forecast, so let's do that. We have a few more minutes remaining in our car care show. If you have a question, call us or text us. The number 651-461-9226. Here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And again, a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASC Certified Technician Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul on Grand Avenue. Nick, we have texters, a bunch of text messages that we can field here before you take your leave, which is going to be in just a few minutes from now. Here's another one. What is the best way to test a charging system, battery, alternator, on a 2013 BMW X5?
Well, I suppose that depends on what kind of issues you're having, but you know, we have some scan tools. You can actually watch the charge rate. You can use an electrical systems tester, which most shops are equipped with. You can see the output of the alternator, the starter. But I'm assuming there's more to this question here. Technology has changed. The days of a carbon pile to test a battery isn't really the way we do things. In some vehicles, yeah, we still do, but on this vehicle, it's a little more advanced. If you have the appropriate scan tool, you can see what's going on within that electrical system through the scan tool.
So like you said, it could. We got to get kind of a little more information on for the reason why. Here's another text, Nick, about a 2013 Chevy Tahoe. The steering makes a whirring sound when turning either direction. Do you think this is a cause for concern?
I think so. My assumption is that I have somebody check the fluid level. I'm thinking that the fluid might be down enough so when you're putting a little bit load on that pump, you're hearing some noise because it's laboring because there's not enough fluid to create the pressure and lubrication. So someone should check the fluid level. If it's low, someone should look a little bit further for a leak.
Okay. This listener says, I'm getting a bad knocking noise in our 06 Sebring. Could it possibly be a rod of bearing or lifters?
It could be. If it's on the lighter side of things, if it's, a lifter or something on the upper half of the motor, let's check the oil level, number one. If it's clean and full, okay. And if there's something that's on the upper half, like I was mentioning, it's probably more be repairable. Unfortunately, if it's in the lower end, as you mentioned, rod, bearing, that type of thing, oftentimes that's deeper in the engine, which isn't very easily repaired. So I would have somebody look at that to make sure we don't have a deeper problem. If it's something on the more surface, get that repaired or at least assessed.
Here's another interesting question. For those that didn't hear the beginning of the show, we had a question about what does ASE stand for when we introduced Nick as an ASC certified technician. This question is, well, I heard you say ASE, but what does SAE mean? I see that on all. As a matter of fact, I just bought a set of metric hex keys the other day, and I was making sure they were metric because that's what I needed, and yet the others said ASE, various tools, oil, SAE. So it has nothing to do with ASE. What is SAE as far as what you know? It's something like this. Is it like the Society of Automotive
Engineers or something?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
It's like the standard fractional type tools, which, we don't use as much as the metric type stuff. It was a way they standardized sizes, I think, way long ago, where so you only needed so many different wrenches, and if they all fit in with like a 3/8, 1/2 inch, 3/4 inch, whatever it may be, they had a standardized sizing for those bolts and nuts, so therefore the tools would fit. So That's my understanding. I honestly don't know completely, but my understanding is that it was a way to make everything fit together.
Well, while we were talking, Nick, our research department came up with this information. SAE International, formerly named the Society of Automotive Engineers, is a United States-based, globally active professional association and standards-developing organization for engineering professionals in various industries. More than you wanted to know, but that's the story. SAE. Good question, though. Kind of a follow-up from the ASE. In the meantime, let's see who else has a problem with their vehicles. 2013 Chev Tahoe steering. No, we heard that. They are getting a bad. Whatever happened? That was the Sebring. Okay, for check. You know, this is the reason I'm hesitating. It doesn't say what it is, but I see it's a reply to an earlier text about the pressure tire sensors. Check the TPMS battery for an earlier call. You guys see that a lot in tire pressure mechanisms on the sensors, batteries?
Most of them are actually built into the sensor. They're not really designed to be replaced. Mm. Now, another little tidbit that we usually see is if the light is on solid, and this isn't foolproof, but it's another nugget, right? If the light is on solid, usually it's a pressure-related issue. If the light is flashing, typically that means that the system's not identifying one of the wheels. So if the light's flashing, it likely means there's a sensor communication problem. But on solid, usually you think that one of the tires is low. So that's just another piece of information to you know, take in consideration.
Nick, this does not say what kind of vehicle the problem is. I guess it's more of a general question about the fob, you know, the key fob problems on automobiles. Outside of battery replacement, how else can you solve? What else could be wrong, Texter says. I'm having trouble starting my car with the fob, and I've changed the battery twice.
Well, the responder and the transmitter, you know, obviously the fob is sending the signal, but is the component in the vehicle, that antenna, is it seeing that? So sometimes there's a few steps, and depending on the vehicle, different procedure to determine. Maybe the key fob itself needs replacement, right? And I don't want to assume, but also there's an antenna in the vehicle that's seeing that signal and sending that to the ignition system to allow it to operate. So if it's not working at all, there's a break in that system. If it's working poorly, well, maybe the fob is not able to send that signal. You know, maybe the clue is the closer I get to the vehicle, the easier it is to operate. I mean, there's a few variables there, but if it's not working entirely, someone needs to kind of get into that and figure out what's going on. Now, if you look in your manual, a lot of vehicles, you know, if your push button's not working, if you take and put the key right near the actual push button, you kind of eliminate the need for the antenna in the distance because they're right next to each other. So read the manual. A lot of times it'll be like a fail-safe system where you can put the actual fob right next to the push button, and that will get the vehicle to start. But that's something you want to get looked at. You don't want to be, here I am, my car won't start. So.
And you still recommend, and I still have to do that myself, is if you have a key within that fob, that there still is a key with the car, to use that once in a while to kind of loosen up your door locks and everything. I mean, make sure they're working properly before winter comes, right?
Absolutely. I would say now that it's on everyone's mind, you know, if you've opened up a lot of those fobs, have a blade that come out, and oftentimes in the driver's door itself, there is a lock cylinder, and you can unlock that cylinder, you know, like you said, exercise it left and right, just to kind of free it up. So in the event that you have a dead battery or something, you know, another issue, you can still gain access to that vehicle.
I think we have time for maybe one more, and I know we've dealt with this issue before. I'm wondering, this texter says, I've heard friends of mine have told me that once in a while you should use a premium or at least above-grade gasoline when you fill up instead of just your regular, which is what's called for. He said that if I use this friend, a premium or a better grade once in a while, the car runs better. Is that necessarily true, or can it be true?
Well, I don't know. I mean, a lot of vehicles require different octane fuel, the higher grade stuff. If it's a few cents more a gallon, just like many of those additives that we can run through the fuel systems, I don't think that they're bad necessarily, but they're not. If you're having a problem, it's probably not going to fix it. So, if you're finding that you're buying a lower grade fuel or maybe an off-brand fuel, and you're getting a little more detonation or not quite the pickup that you're used to, and then you're using a more branded company or something that you see a little more on a regular basis, and it's a few cents more, and you notice that your vehicle runs a little bit better, that might have a little bit to do with the octane or some of the additives in the fuel. Each car is different. Each person's preference is different. Running a higher grade fuel, it's just a little higher octane. It burns at a little different rate. Does it hurt anything? No. But is it going to fix something? No, it's not going to fix something, but it might help clean a little something out. But it's probably not going to make a significant difference.
Absolutely. Nick, we got to run. Always a pleasure. If we need your help there at Lloyd's, how do we find you guys?
As you know, Danny, we're at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul. If you ever have to give us a call, you got a question or a follow-up, 651-228-1316. And if you're in front of your computer there, we're at lloydsautomotive.net, and that's LLOYDSautomotive.net.
Let's try this again next week. What do you say?
That'd be wonderful.
All right. Thanks, Nick. Have a good week. Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive. Stay tuned next for Jack Farrell's Wine Chat. Then Mary Meyer from the U of M will be answering all of your lawn and garden questions in the 8 o'clock hour. That's all straight ahead here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.